Collins English Readers. The Murder at the Vicarage by Agatha Christie. Copyright Agatha Christie Limited, Aquarian Company. All rights reserved.
Chapter 1. It is difficult to know where to begin this story, but I have chosen a particular Wednesday at the vicarage. This is because the conversation around the table contained details which affected later developments. I had just finished cutting some meat, which was very tough, and said, waving the knife in a way that was not at all appropriate for a vicar, that anyone who murdered Colonel Protheroe would be doing the world a favour. My young nephew, Dennis, said, "We'll all remember that when the old man is found covered in blood, and Mary will describe how you waved the knife in a violent manner, won't you, Mary?" But Mary, who is a servant at the vicarage, just put a dish of unpleasant-looking cabbage on the table and left the room. "I am sorry that I am so useless at taking care of the house," said my wife, whose name is Griselda. She is 20 years younger than I am, very pretty, and unable to take anything seriously. "My dear," I said, "if you would only try." "But when I'm trying, things just get worse. So it is better to leave things to Mary, who gives us awful things to eat. Now, tell me more about Colonel Protheroe." "Unpleasant man," said Dennis. "It is not surprising that his first wife left him." "Darling," said Griselda, "why were you so angry with Colonel Protheroe? Was it anything to do with Mr. Hawes?"
"Hawes is our new curate, whom Colonel Protheroe dislikes." "No, it was because of Mrs. Price Ridley's pound note." Mrs. Price Ridley, a member of my church, had put a pound note in the collection bag. Later, when she was reading the amount collected on the church notice board, she saw that no pound note had been received. So she complained to Colonel Protheroe, who is a church warden. "He wants to look at all the church accounts," I said. "He's coming here tomorrow evening so we can do it together." "Does he think I have stolen church money? But now I must get on with preparing my sermon. What are you doing this afternoon, Griselda?"
"My duty as the wife of a vicar. Tea and talk at 4:30.
"Who is coming?"
"Mrs. Price Ridley, Miss Weatherby, Miss Hartnell, and that terrible Miss Marple."
"I rather like Miss Marple," I said. "She has a sense of humour."
"And she always knows every single thing that happens in the village," said Griselda, "and explains them in the worst possible way." "Well, don't expect me in for tea," said Dennis. "The Protheroes have invited me to play tennis today. What luck!"
He quickly left the room, and Griselda and I went into my study.
"I wonder what we will talk about at tea," said Griselda. "Mrs. Lestrange, I suppose. It's so mysterious, isn't it? The way she suddenly rented a house here and hardly ever goes outside it. It's like a detective story. You know, who is she? The mysterious woman with the pale, beautiful face. Nobody knows."
"You read too many detective stories," I said. "Now, I must start my sermon."
"Do you know," said Griselda, "I could have married a politician, a lord, a rich businessman, but instead I chose you. Didn't that surprise you?
Yes, I often wondered why. Griselda laughed.
It made me feel powerful. The other men all thought I was wonderful. But I am the sort of woman you most dislike. And yet you adore me, don't you?
I do care about you, my dear.
Oh, Len, you adore me,
Griselda said.
But you don't deserve me. So I will have a love affair with the artist who is painting my picture. I will. Just think of the talk in the village.
She kissed me and stepped through the open glass door into the garden.